Venerable sirs and friends, this morning I'm going to start off with a question. And the question is, what is the most difficult thing in the world nowadays? Now, you may be able to provide your own answers to that question. You may not wait for me to provide the answer. But most of you may think perhaps in terms of international affairs that the most difficult thing to achieve is world peace and so on and so forth. But I'm not thinking along those lines. I'm thinking more in terms of what is the most difficult thing nowadays for the individual. And I think if we think this over, if we try to sort out in our minds all these most difficult things, I think we cannot help concluding in the end that nowadays the most difficult thing for us as individuals, the most difficult thing for each one of us, is to be oneself. To be oneself. What we usually find is that circumstances and environment tends to inhibit us, as it were, to prevent us from being really and truly ourselves. What very often happens is, or what usually happens is, that people get a certain idea about us. They think that we are like this or like that. Very often it isn't a very true or very accurate picture. But they not only get this idea about us, but they succeed in impressing this idea about us on us. And then we have to live up to their idea about us or of us. And we're not able, therefore, to be ourselves. Sometimes people like to think that we ought to be like this and ought to be like that, especially our parents and maybe other well-meaning friends. And we try to live up to their idea about us. And in this way, we don't succeed in being ourselves. And this sort of thing is happening all the time. The wife tries to be the sort of wife her husband thinks she ought to be. Or the parent tries to be the sort of parent that the book on child care says he or she ought to be. You try to be the employee that your boss would like to have in the office, and so on. You try to live up to other people's feelings and thoughts about you, and you act out a sort of simulacrum of yourself, and you're not yourself. You're not able to be yourself. Not only this, not only is it very difficult for us to be ourselves, most of the time we don't even know ourselves. You can't really be yourself until you know yourself. If you don't know yourself, know what is yourself, your true identity in a sense, well, how can you possibly be yourself? You can be yourself in a deep and adequate sense, even when you really and truly know yourself. But who knows himself? This is what the Delphic Oracle said to Socrates centuries ago, know thyself. And we've been trying to know ourselves ever since, but it's only very rarely that anybody really succeeds, truly succeeds, in depth, in knowing himself or herself. In fact, we may even go so far as to say that it's only the enlightened person who is himself, because it's only the enlightened person who knows himself. Paradoxically, of course, I'm not going to go into this, but let me just touch upon it. Paradoxically, of course, the enlightened person knows himself as a non-self. But to pursue this line of thought may carry us rather too far afield. So let's take it then, let's take it as agreed, that the most difficult thing for the individual is to be oneself, which means knowing oneself.